This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. More than 170 delegates from 84 unions around the world are participating in a conference of road and rail transport workers in Brussels, December 5th to 9th. The conference is organized by the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF represents more than 5 million workers who are members of unions operating in 145 countries. The conference is being used as an opportunity to discuss how road and transport workers around the world can work together to support their bargaining and organizing campaigns. One of the unions attending the conference in Brussels is the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. The union has 1.4 million members in the United States and Canada. It has been using the conference to highlight its campaign to organize employees of XPO Logistics, which is one of the world's largest providers of transportation and logistics services. James Hoffa is the general president of the Teamsters Union, known as the Teamsters.
We're here meeting with the ITF and our colleagues from the United States, from the UK, from France, and from all over Europe to talk about the problem of organizing XPO. XPO has become basically a company that is everywhere and basically exploiting workers. And we're trying to devise a strategy. We're getting tremendous input, a collective input, as to how we should address this problem and how we should go about organizing them and fighting the threat that they have to workers. We're basically saying we can do this together. We talked about the fact that last year we met, this year, we met in the United States, and we had colleagues from France and from here in Brussels to talk about putting pressure on the company to show up there and to see the CEO. His eyes were so wide open when he said, why are there people here from France? Why are they people here? Because we are a collective force together. And that was so important. And that's the message we have. We're getting ready to do it again. And we're going to keep the pressure on this company. We're already organizing them in the United States. We've been very successful in organizing 5 and 6 locations, some warehouses, some trucking operations. But it's only the beginning. And we can do it collectively if we have the support of all of our colleagues across the world.
As governments around the world implement austerity measures, many of them are turning to for-profit companies to provide education. In the United States, for example, the push is on to create so-called for-profit charter schools. In the developing world, profit-making educational initiatives are being implemented by a corporation called Bridge International Academies. The company operates in countries such as India, Kenya, and Uganda. On November 4th, the company was told by the Supreme Court in Uganda to shut its 60 operations in the country because it did not follow the country's educational guidelines. I talked to Angelo Gavrilatos about Bridge International Academies. Mr. Gavrilatos is a projects director for Education International, the global union for teachers and other education workers. I asked him about the company and how it was funded.
Bridge International Academies is one of the more aggressive actors in the space of for-profit private education in the world. And as you said in your introduction, they are currently operating in Kenya, Nigeria, India, and until recently, Uganda. They receive support from significant actors, not least of which is the World Bank, the UK's Department for International Development, the global edu-business Pearson, and billionaires such as Facebook's Zuckerberg and Bill Gates. So they receive some considerable support from significant institutions and individuals globally.
How does Bridge International Academies operate? What does it do?
Well, their business plan, their business model, if you like, is predicated upon the employment of unqualified staff, in the main high school graduates. They teach a highly scripted curriculum, which is read in some instances word for word by their teaching staff, and their curriculum is generally not approved by the authorities, and they deliver this in very, very poor facilities. So it's a business plan aimed at maximising profit whilst undermining the right of every child to quality education.
And that's it. International Labour News you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.